Now, aside from these government regulatory and enforcement concerns, companies have to establish their own risk framework depending on their industry, business, and specific use of AI technology. Two significant risks that have developed include, one, AI-generated false content and images that can create liabilities and reputational harms, and two, AI decision-making functionality that is inadequately supervised and verified that can make unjustified determinations, loan application decisions being one common example that people use.
Global companies face unprecedented risks and challenges in today's economy. To mitigate these legal and economic risks, companies are rapidly embracing and elevating the importance of robust ethics and compliance programs to promote positive corporate citizenship. On Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, you'll hear from industry leaders and insiders about how to create effective ethics and compliance programs that will mitigate risks and maximize financial performance. Here's your host, Michael Volkoff.
Welcome, everyone. Mike Volkoff here. Another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. Today, we're going to talk about AI, artificial intelligence, compliance, and governance. Well, let's all admit it. We have all enjoyed using the new hot technology, AI. It's fun to use. It's an understatement to opine that AI is somehow transforming our world, business, and personal. To me, it compares to the 1990s and the impact of the internet. Many of us, like myself, are early users of AI, finding it a welcome alternative or supplement to internet research tools. Businesses are quickly embracing AI as a new and valuable tool that improves efficiency, enables new business opportunities, and an engine to innovation. Like any other business technology, AI presents significant risks. I'm sure that everyone has experienced a few reminders already that AI is not perfect. On one occasion, for example, I used AI to conduct research on an issue, a legal issue. When I double-checked the issue, it turns out that the AI answer was wrong. That was a surprise, and it was an important reminder. AI content and accuracy has its limitations. This, of course, was an important issue to underscore on the risks and potential downfalls of blind reliance on AI as a solution. So given these real and significant benefits of AI, companies have to be careful in the rush to implement it, market it, and try to distinguish themselves in the marketplace. Starting with a clear use case, companies have to weigh the potential benefits and identify the legal and compliance risks. An AI compliance program is a critical element of a corporate governance structure. In building on this specific policy, companies need to establish a governance structure adequate to their specific use cases. The legal and compliance risks surrounding AI is also rapidly evolving that stretches across numerous jurisdictions. The FTC, for example, has issued enforcement guidance. Many states are adopting laws like Colorado, California, and the European Union has the AI Act. Add to this equation the rapid adoption of sector-specific rules like for financial services, healthcare, impact of HIPAA, defense and export controls. The FTC's focus, for example, is on deceptive AI claims and advertising. Equal employment and civil rights regulators are monitoring use of AI in hiring and promotions. State AI laws have a similar focus and extend into privacy concerns. The EU's AI Act mandates risk management, monitoring, testing, and regulation of high-risk AI activities. The focus in the EU is on making sure you distinguish among high-risk, medium-risk, low-risk use of AI. From the above description, the global patchwork of AI laws and regulations is a significant challenge. Legal and compliance practitioners have to keep current in this rapidly evolving set of laws and regulations. Now, aside from these government regulatory and enforcement concerns, companies have to establish their own risk framework depending on their industry, business, and specific use of AI technology. Two significant risks that have developed include, one, AI-generated false content and images that can create liabilities and reputational harms, and two, AI decision-making functionality that is inadequately supervised and verified that can make unjustified determinations, loan application decisions being one common example that people use. But let's go through a couple of the risks. Data protection as an innovative information tool. Companies have to remain sensitive to data protection and privacy risks resulting from unlawful data processing, protection of data subjects' rights, cross-border data transfers, AI results that involve sensitive data, and other data management requirements. Intellectual property. AI can easily incorporate copyrighted materials and potentially trade secrets. Employee training on these issues can help address the risks. Discrimination and decision-making. AI use in decision-making raises serious challenges, especially if such decisions are challenged for reliance on impermissible factors, race, gender, or proxies. An AI function that creates disparate results should be monitored and audited as needed. Marketing claims. Companies should avoid inaccurate marketing claims on AI capabilities, AI integrations, undisclosed use of AI functions, and any attempts to manipulate consumer choices through misrepresentation about use and capabilities of AI. Third-party risks. Throw them into the basket there. Companies have to identify potential third-party use of AI that may raise compliance issues. Contracts need to include AI compliance warranties and certifications. And last, we have the consequential liability. Companies that rely on AI to deliver solutions or recommendations or to generate its own content that may include errors can suffer tort liability. Also, AI functions included in other products like medical devices may cause injury or damage. But let's talk about now, what's the best governance structure? What are the best practices with AI governance? And the new world of AI presents these great benefits, but risks that need to be addressed in an overall governance framework. Luckily, the principles to apply here, they're not new. Compliance and governance and legal experts are well familiar with these because we've been applying these in a variety of circumstances. And we'll quickly adapt these well-known principles to the new frontier of AI. So start at the board level. AI oversight responsibility should be assigned to a dedicated board committee, such as audit, risk, or similar organization that has comparable type of risk identification and mitigation requirements. Board members should receive training on AI technology and risks, as well as legal and compliance controls that are put into place. Depending on specific level of use and attendant risks, board members should receive regular AI compliance reports at least quarterly. And the board's reports should include the number of AI compliance incidents, identification of any significant AI issue, testing and audit findings, and overall model and use case performance. Below the board level, this is no surprise, a chief AI ethics or compliance officer should be appointed. Companies may be tempted to just add this responsibility to the existing CCO's job, but that should be evaluated carefully. In addition to the designation of the chief AI ethics or compliance officer, a senior level AI compliance committee should be established, which includes stakeholder representatives, including legal, compliance, IT, data and technology, and human resources. Every company that employs AI should adopt an AI use policy, standalone, separate, that outlines relevant issues. One, acceptable and prohibited AI use cases. Two, established policies and controls for sourcing of data, mitigating bias, and for human review and oversight of content for accuracy. Three, set documentation requirements for design, training, testing, and monitoring functions. And four, extend AI standards for third-party due diligence, audit rights, and contractual compliance clauses. These are all well-known tactics and strategies that are used in any risk case. And to mitigate risks, an AI use policy should define distinct risk levels for the company's use of AI. Before deploying any AI, the system should be evaluated. Once launched and used, the company should schedule periodic audits and testing requirements. If the AI use triggers high risk analysis, the company has to have in place tailored controls to protect against potential bias, IP risks, and collateral legal consequences. To encourage reporting of potential AI concerns and incidents, the company should expand any existing incident management system to include reporting of AI concerns. For legal and compliance, it is critical to monitor and update the rapidly changing laws and regulations that apply to AI use. One high priority is to ensure that data privacy requirements, GDPR, for example, are integrated into the AI design because you're going to be processing data. And if it involves data about a person or related to a person, that's when we can get in employees, for example. That's going to be important. Documentation of all legal and compliance activities is important in the event of regulatory inquiries. As part of any data privacy structure, AI uses must include source validation, accuracy checks, and testing. Data security should ensure that AI data is encrypted and that appropriate access controls are assigned. Data privacy requirements, for example, for anonymization and minimization have to be built in as well. And the AI documentation should include a model-based documentation system, including what AI system is being used, the purpose of the data sets, algorithms, if any, and any limitations. The output of any AI system should be defined and assessed for risk purposes. Customer and employee notice requirements should be drafted for use as needed. And of course, we have AI training programs are important to ensure that employees learn responsible AI use, bias recognition, and red flag risk escalation. Responsible AI use should be included in corporate values and an element of employee performance evaluations. Crisis and incident management procedures should be established to respond to potential violations, collateral legal harms, and other reputational issues. A cross-functional team should be assigned to handle these issues. That's just a quick look at AI, the governance structure, the risks. Obviously, this is going to be an evolving area. We'll stay up to date on it. But remember, we know, and compliance and governance and legal professionals know how to deal with these issues. It's just a new technology. Thanks again, everybody. We'll see you next week for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance.
If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to support the show is by subscribing on your favorite listening platform. To learn more and connect with Michael Volkoff, go to volkovlaw.com.